Hello, I'm Oliver Colling, and this is the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz. Hello, and welcome back to the latest edition of our 70s TV-related quiz. It's really good to have you listening, and, as always, if you're listening for the first time, then you are very, very welcome. Now, to begin with, for the third quiz in a row, I'm starting with an apology. Yet again, I've given out a wrong answer. In our last quiz, I got my odd couple mixed up, and inexplicably got Felix and Oscar the wrong way round. Of course, Jack Klugman played Oscar Madison, and Tony Randall was Felix Unger, and not the other way round, as I sort of implied during the quiz questions. Thanks to Mark for pointing that out on our YouTube page. It shouldn't have made any difference to your points total, because I'd mentioned Jack Klugman in the question, but really sorry for the faux pas, as I believe the French would call it. YouTube is just one of the many ways you can get in contact, with picking up my errors or just to share your thoughts on the podcast or on the quiz. We've also got pages on Twitter / X, Facebook and LinkedIn, as well as our blog at www.my70stvchildhood.com. And you can also drop me an email, if you prefer that, to quiz@my70stvchildhood.com. So, on to today's quiz. As usual, it's four rounds of five questions, each with a slightly different theme, and it's just for fun, although I do enjoy hearing how many of you take it very, very seriously. Okay, so without further ado, grab a pen and paper, top up your drink. I'm on tea today rather than anything stronger. Ah, lovely. And let's play round one. Our first round is called March Hares. And given this episode is due to be released in March, I've looked back to March programmes of old and fortunately found an old copy of TV Times from March 1972. So let's choose a page at random. Okay, here we are. Right, I'm going to ask some questions based on the ITV schedule for the 14th of March, 1972. Question one. First off, we have schools programmes, and at 11:18 we have Picture Box, Granada's film segment show. But who was the host of the show? Who was the host of Granada's Picture Box? Question two. At 3:10, we have an all-women chat show featuring a range of guests. That sounds very familiar. What was the name of this 1970s version of Loose Women? Question 3. At 4:40, we have the televised version of one of our favourite cartoon characters, who started life as a cartoon strip in the Daily Express. Who was it? Question 4. Looking at the evening schedule, we've got Crossroads, Coronation Street, World in Action. Oh, and there's also a very popular talent show that was on every Monday night. What was its name? And I mean that most sincerely. And question 5. At 9:00 PM, we have an episode of a drama which I'm afraid to say I don't remember, starring Rosalind Ayres and Tony Melody. I can't ask many questions about it other than asking you what it was called. And here's a clue. It shares a name with a much more modern Australian soap opera. So how was that? Hope you're doing okay after that first round. Next, we have our regular marathon or Phil Rouge round, which asks questions based on previous episodes of our podcast. Now, don't worry if you haven't listened to all of our episodes. You should be able to make an educated guess at most of the questions. Question 1. In our special edition between Christmas and New Year, we had a lovely chat with Colin Edmonds, who was the main joke writer for which well-loved British comedian. Question 2. In our episode, This is the News, we mentioned the space correspondent who regularly appeared on John Craven's News Round. What was he called, the space correspondent? Question 3. In May last year, we featured the Waltons and Happy Days in one of our episodes. What was the surname of the main family featured in Happy Days? Question 4. In an episode in March 2021, we look back at Animal Magic. And in Animal Magic, where was Johnny Morris a zookeeper? So where was Johnny Morris a zookeeper in the show Animal Magic? And question five. Our episode, Grow, Grow the Lightning Tree, from November 2020, gosh, we've been going a while, featured lots of animals, especially horses. What were the breed of horses which featured in the oft-repeated holiday programme, The White Horses? La 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 da 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 da. Couldn't resist that. So, I hope some memories trickle back into your head with those questions. And if you haven't listened to all of our previous episodes, I'd just like to ask, why not? You know what you need to do. So, already, we're halfway through. Let's move on to round three. Now, round three combines our spin the wheel round with our name that tune round. So in simple terms, what that means is that I spin our specially constructed wheel of fate to choose a year from the 1970s. I then input that into our AI-powered random theme tune generator, and then I play the tunes, which will be from shows first shown on British TV during that year. All clear? No, I didn't think so. Anyway, let's just give it a go, shall we? Right, let's spin the wheel. And it's landed on 1971. Right, let me feed that into the AI-powered random theme tune generator. Wait for the machine to work its magic, and there we are. Right, theme tune one. I think you need to quit this quiz if you didn't get that one. So how about theme tune number two? And tune three. And rapidly on to number four.
When we're singing,
And finally, bit of a tricky one, I think, for theme tune 5. So how are you doing? All to play for as we move on to our last round. And this is our TV Times round, which is a general trivia round where really anything goes. So eyes down for a full house. Question 1. Which comedian appeared regularly on various TV shows doing his broken microphone act? So who was famous for his broken microphone act? Question 2. Which TV show featured a group of telepathic children who could transport themselves to different places using a technique called jaunting? Question 3. In Some Mothers Do Have 'Em, what was the name of Frank and Betty Spencer's daughter? So what was their daughter called? Question 4. Which annual live show was disrupted by a gang of women throwing flower bombs in 1970? And question 5. In the still controversial show Love Thy Neighbour, Eddie Booth and Bill Reynolds were the warring neighbours. But what were their wives called? So in Love Thy Neighbour, what were Eddie and Bill's wives called? And that's it. Now, don't be tempted to reach for your mobile phones, and as you check your answers, here's the answer to last time's bonus question. I asked you, what did Sid James' character in Bless This House sell? As he was a travelling salesman. Well, he was a travelling stationery salesman. So well done if you got that right. This week's bonus question is a soap-related puzzler. The Rover's Return in Coronation Street must be one of the most famous fictional pubs on TV. During the 1970s, it had lots of barmaids behind the counter, including Betty Turpin, Bette Lynch, and Blanche Hunt. Remember her, Deirdre Langton's mum? There were also a few regular barmen, but one of them worked in the pub for 8 years, starting in 1976. What was the character's name? And, for a bonus answer bonus point, if there is such a thing, who was the actor that played him? So who played the pub barman for 8 years from 1976, and for the bonus answer bonus point, what was the name of the actor who played him? If you know that one, why don't you let me know by sending an email to quiz@my70stvchildhood.com. Right then, let's move on to this week's answers. First off, round one, our March Hares round. Who was the regular host of the show Picture Box? It was Alan Rothwell, who I always remember incredibly turning up as a heroin addict in Brookside, which seemed highly unlikely. Anyway, question 2. At 3:10, the all-women chat show was a programme called House Party. Question 3. Which of our favourite cartoon characters who started life as a cartoon strip in the Daily Express was on? It was Rupert Bear in The Adventures of Rupert Bear. And question 4. The talent show that was on a Monday night, and I did mean that most sincerely, and that should have been a clue for most of you, it's Opportunity Knocks. And at 9 p.m, the drama starring Rosalind Ayres and Tony Melody, which I don't remember. What was it called, sharing a name with a more modern Australian soap opera? It was called Home and Away. Okay, round 2, our Phil Rouge round. In our special Christmas edition, Colin Edmonds was the main joke writer for Bob Monkhouse. And if you haven't listened to that, I'd heartily recommend it. Who regularly appeared on John Kramer's news round as the space correspondent? And it was Reg Turnill. Question 3. In Happy Days, what was the surname of the main family featured? And that was Cunningham, or as they used to say in there, Cunningham. And question 4. Where was Johnny Morris's zookeeper in Animal Magic? That was at Bristol Zoo. And question 5. In our episode Grow, Grow the Lightning Tree, what were the breed of horses featured in the oft-repeated holiday programme, The White Horses? And I won't sing again. And they were Lipizzana horses. And you can have a bonus point if you spelt that right, because I have never been able to spell Lipizzana. Lipizzaner. Lipizzana. Okay, on to round 3. I'll name that tune and spin the wheel mashup. For 1971. First one, if anybody didn't get this, I'd be very disappointed. It was Mr. Ben, of course. Question 2. One of my favourite Saturday afternoon shows, Alias Smith and Jones. Question 3. It was Dave Allen at Large. And question 4. It was The Partridge Family. All you David Cassidy fans out there, I'm sure, would have got that one. And question 5 is a bit of a tough one. That was the theme tune to Budgie, starring Adam Faith. And on to round 4, our TV Times round. The comedian who appeared regularly on various TV shows during his broken microphone act was Norman Collier. Question 2. Which TV show featured a group of telepathic children who could transport themselves by jaunting? That was The Tomorrow People. Question 3. In Some Mothers Do Have 'Em, what was the name of Frank and Betty Spencer's daughter? It was Jessica. And question 4. Which annual live TV show was disrupted by a gang of women throwing flower bombs in 1970? That was the Miss World competition. And question 5. In Love Thy Neighbour, Eddie and Bill were the warring neighbours, but what were their wives called? They were Joan Booth and Barbie Reynolds. So well done if you got that one. So how did you do? Are you cock-a-hoop with delight, or are you down in the dumps? However you're feeling, I'm really pleased you've been listening and taking part. Don't forget to join us next week for the next episode of the regular podcast and in a fortnight's time for our next quiz. In the meantime, if you've enjoyed listening, it would be great if you could like, rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. So, after all that, it just remains for me to wish you all the best and hope that you'll join us again soon for more from My 70s TV Childhood and the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz.